Hey everyone, got a special guest for you tonight on the eve of the Vikings-Falcons game in Week 13. It's a man who lives here in Atlanta, but he's one of Minnesota's very own. It's Fran Tarkenton. Hello, sir.
Good to see you.
It's good to see you too. We're in the shadow of your workplace. We can see your building.
It's right behind us. If they can see the green in the building, that's my building. Been there since 1975.
Okay, so this is where you are every day, but we know your heart is also back in Minnesota.
Well, I really was raised in Athens, Georgia. I was a Bulldog and got drafted by the Vikings, and obviously I was there for the first game 57 years ago. So my DNA is in Minnesota.
Right, and Coach Zimmer invited you tonight to speak to the team, but before we get to that, congratulations.
For what?
Georgia Bulldogs.
Georgia Bulldogs won today, huh?
You're in a good mood, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, I watched the game. It was those games look like they're going to go into the game. They're going to be tight games.
Yeah.
They beat us badly 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Auburn did.
It's a great rivalry. Maybe one of the oldest rivalries in college football. Auburn's only about 60 miles away from Atlanta.
Yeah.
Georgia is 60 miles away from Atlanta to east and Auburn to the west. And Auburn just manhandled us a couple of weeks ago, and today was just the reverse.
Right.
We just wore them down, and we hope that we'll be a Final Four team. I think we will.
Yeah, you should be. And now we want to make it, as they would say in horse racing, a daily double. We want to get a Vikings victory tomorrow.
Yes.
And you will have been a part of that because you spoke to the team today.
Yeah, but that won't make any difference. These guys are playing, you know, it's a great locker room. They got a good culture going on among them. They have each other's backs. I think it's a greatly well-coached team. Zim's done a great job. The offense, I think the scheme is great. And these players are doing their job and playing together.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a joy to see them. I mean, you think about, you know, Case Keenum has come in and played as good as any quarterback in football, and he's the third option. How many people could win when they're playing their third quarterback?
Right.
And Teddy's well, so that's great. So if Case needs some relief, Teddy's there, and we know Teddy can really play. But this team is the real deal. And, you know, we missed something in our history. We missed that's winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We were in four of the first 11 Super Bowls, and this team is capable of doing all of that. And it takes, you know, it's a long way to go. And you got to win a lot of games.
Yeah. Well, I saw the head coach, you know, I saw Coach Zimmer nodding his head at one point that you made. Well, several points that you made, but one of them was, you know, because you talked about the experience of playing in Super Bowls
and
sticking together as a team. And you said, you know, you can't win the Super Bowl if you don't win tomorrow. And your message to them about taking it one day at a time.
Yeah. Well, that's the way you have to do, you know, because you just got to win today.
Yeah.
You got to do your job today. And the message is everybody's got to do their job and not be something other than that and play smart football. This team plays smart football. It's not a selfish team, but they all make plays. A lot of playmakers here. You got, you know, the wide receiver, free agent Thielen, you know, and he's just come on. And then you've got first-round draft choices that play great. But it's a great chemistry going on there, great talent, play great defense. Our offense has just been unbelievable with all the injuries. We lose Dalvin Cook, the running back, who's going to be great, and we continue to keep going on. Next man up. And they're playing a good team tomorrow, the Falcons, you know, a Super Bowl team. And they got a little run going on. They got great players, but we got better players, and we're a better team.
Yeah, and I can tell you watch all the games.
I do. I watch all the games. I sit down. I got a theater room 4 miles from here.
Okay.
And I've got two German Shepherds, and they sit down with me. I don't like to watch games with anybody else, and I watch all day Saturday and all day Sunday. And so I get a good feel of what's going on.
Well, everyone's been talking about the new stadium. Maybe we'll come over to your house tomorrow and watch it.
That's better.
Okay.
That's better, you can see it better at my house than the stadium.
Yeah, I would say so. Now, the last thing before we go, you brought a prop in there.
I did.
You. Show us what that's about.
This is the most historical thing, 57 years old, this ball is. And this was our game ball in the very first game the Minnesota Vikings ever played.
Pretty cool.
And that game was in September of 1961 against the Chicago Bears, and we beat them 37-13. And I got the game ball, and I still have it. Bud's trying to get this ball.
No way.
Oh, yeah, he wants to put it in his auction, right? And I said, Bud, you put it in the auction. This is a really valuable ball. What's the split you're going to do with me? He says, I'll give you 25%, I'll take 75%. That typical Bud Grant deal?
Now, a lot of people would take that deal, but not you. You're way too smart for that.
I don't think I want that deal. Now, that ball will never leave my family.
Great. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank
Appreciate
you,
your time.
Good to see you. Yeah.